Hello, Vincent, and welcome to this new episode of Knowing Cernis. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Hello, Irene. Thanks to have invited me. It's a pleasure for me to be here. Thank you.
Let's start with the huge question, which is, Vincent, who are you?
I am Vincent Beglin. I am French, coming from a small part of France, Normandy. Mm-hmm. Born some years ago, 52 years ago, born in May 68, which is a famous date in France. It was a kind of student revolution time, mm-hmm. and then it turns to professional strikes, etc. So, what else could I say? My academic background, so I have a PhD in applied science. That I got at CERN with the Paris University. Denis Diderot, so he's one of the philosophers you may know.
Yes.
Indeed. So that was some years ago, that was in 97. And this thesis was about photodesorption in cryogenic environment. And at the time, that was linked to the LHC design, study and design. I think I've done almost all of this.
How long have you been working at CERN?
So I just count for you explicitly. So this is 27 years in the same group, almost the same corridor. I went for a while upstairs, and then I changed for another while in another building. But most of the time, I was in this corridor that you... So if you are looking in a specific corridor with a lot of, let's say, nets of spiders, this is this corridor. And since I am old, they already put me at the ground level. I don't have to do to exercise too much to take the stairs.
So after so many years at CERN, what do you like best about your work?
After so many years, so in fact, I like to share knowledge. I like to learn from people and to share knowledge with other people. I think this is really what is really, let's say, appealing here. Beside the multinationality aspect. So for me, this is what makes me waking up every day, is hoping to learn something interesting today. And of course, the older you are, the less this marvelous event happens. So, but still, I got many opportunities to learn things, still.
So, I don't know, but in case there's something, what do you miss most from your city in France?
What I miss most is the sunset.
Yes.
because here...
yes, with the Jura, yes.
Yes,
voilà. I know what you mean.
I like to see the color of the sun going down on the horizon, because where I live, there is no mountains, only small ones. So this I miss a lot. And what I miss as well is, since I come from West area, the night falls very late in the evening, and this is very, very appealing as well. So that I miss. Of course, and I miss all what is linked with, let's say, all the gastronomic aspect. This is very important for a French guy. Cultural aspect as well. The friends, the family. Mm-hmm. But okay, it's my choice to be here, so I don't have to complain. I cannot complain. It's very nice here as well.
Yes, it is. So let's imagine now the future, because I'm going to dream big and I'm going to imagine myself writing a novel in Galicia in front of the Atlantic. Why not? And I would like to know, Vincent, what are your dreams?
My dreams? So I thought writing a novel in for you was maybe quite interesting, and it was difficult for me to try to figure out a dream that could felt into this Galicia cliff. but I think as a researcher, in particular at CERN, I had the great, let's say, already pleasure to be here while the Higgs was discovered with LHC back in 2012 or so. And this is, as I said, a kind of a dream already. So then my next dream was the next particle we discover. At the time, I could retire. And this I would like that we discover here, supersymmetric particles. So I think this is what I would like as a worker to, let's say, to see again. It's a great pleasure to see something after which you have invest so much time, so much effort. Ultimately, to reach this goal is really a great, great pleasure. And in particular, sharing that with all the other colleagues is really a great endeavor.
So I would like to know, Vincent, what comes to your mind when you hear the word beauty?
This is very simple. Beauty is a quark. So it's a flavor of a quark. So if you discuss with a scientist here in this one of the temple of particle physics, it's a quark, beauty. Then, of course, for you as a philosopher, for me, beauty is all the part of the world. Beauty is looking. We were discussing before the sunset.
Yes.
This is really beauty. But as well, looking after a painting is as well a kind of beauty. Looking after a landscape, hearing music. In fact, it's very difficult to define this. I would like that we could spend some time with you to dig further into this definition. Because, of course, to discuss about it, it would be nice to have a kind of, let's say, universal definition. So some philosophers try to give some of them, to try to tackle this problem. But then, if you think about beauty, it starts to be a bit, subjective.
Yes.
And that is maybe not the way one may tackle this this problem of beauty. So I think it's much easier to tackle it on the physics side, because science, I think, has this this beauty, if I can say in this word, that it is something simple. As compared to metaphysics, which is put beside the physics. So,
yes.
Let's say, another corner of the physics. And that is more, let's say, more difficult to address. So for me, beauty is all the things it links which are to cultural aspects, but as well it can be gastronomy, but as well it can be looking after a movie. I think it's, let's say, most of the things in the life that give you, let's say, an emotion, pleasure for you, can be as well sharing things with people. So it's a very vast, in fact, domain.
Yes. So we have a citation from the French philosopher Simone Weil. So if you could read it to us, please.
Yes. So this is a great citation that... So I know this lady, but I'm not... I have never read something about from her, so for me it's a discovery. So her citation is the following. So un critérium du réel, c'est que c'est dur et rugueux. On y trouve des joies, non de l'agrément. Ce qui est agréable est rêverie.
And I would like to know, Vincent, if you agree with her or not, and why.
So first of all, in French, a critérium is not, let's say, the word that Simone Weil was intending to use. In fact, it's a very old citation. So in French, a criterium is a cycling race, which of course has nothing to do, apart for cyclists, nothing to do with reality. But we have to hear the word criterium in the old sense, which is because I googled, this is why I understood that, and it's a criteria.
Okay.
So in fact, reality is indeed hard, but life is hard. And life is reality. So for me, there is nothing, let's say, about which I could, let's say, agree or disagree. It's a fact. Reality means things can be difficult to overcome or to live. Although here we are, let's say, in a very specific area. Moreover, in this organism, in this center, it's a very specific center, so we are very lucky to be part of this center. So in this sense, it's a bit unfair to say that this reality here is hard and tough.
Yes.
We shall not allow ourselves to say that.
Yeah.
In this respect. But still, from time to time, it may be tough.
Especially this year.
Especially this year, but of course, we discover yes and no, because we discover new means of communication. So we develop new competence, new skills. So It's a bit of it's a bit of fun. Of course, to work is a bit more complex, but I think we are used to that. And people from CERN are really keen to invent new method to work. I think we are very good here.
Yes.
Although it is tough, we find here, let's say, maybe not joy, as it is said in their sentence, but more, let's say, pleasure. So agreement and pleasure. Indeed, previously I was mentioning the discovery of Higgs. So following this tough work, it was indeed an immense joy to have participated at a nanometer scale or picometer scale to this endeavor. It's a really great joy. In this respect, this sentence, you can do the parallelism. But dreaming... of course, it's a pleasure as well, but you may dream as well the development of some, let's say, project. And doing so, it can become as well a bit tough. So the second part, I would say, is a bit less objective, less one-to-one.
So our previous CERN, Dimitri, he wanted to know, how do you think this CERN experience will help you and also your career and your social life when you return home, in case you return home one day?
Alors, so, okay, you mean returning home and then yes, living there, let's say, daily?
Exactly, so. Yes, after leaving CERN, yes.
Yes, so after leaving CERN, probably I will evaporate. I hope to evaporate in the world.
Why not?
So, because for me, this is really something that is really as well very appealing. Besides going deep into, let's say, construction and operation of big project, it's a kind of community, particle physics, but as well, there are much other communities across the world that I think I still need to discover. So maybe I will go back home, but let's say as a tourist, not to settle down. But still, I think when I go there, I am enriched from what I have learned here with this multicultural aspect, first of all. I think this is really what is a diamond of CERN. Besides particle physics, which is for me only an excuse to have this diamond shiny. And this is a marvelous excuse because this science is indeed very appealing. Yes, so for me, this is what I bring back to home. It's really this multicultural, let's say, aspect, which allows to discover many people like you today, Irene, and other disciplines,
yes,
other countries.
So it's time to relax, Vincent, because yes, you've just become the interviewer, and it's your turn to ask what you want to our next journey.
I'm sure it's more relaxed, in fact. It's not a job I am used to. In fact, it's the first time I am getting this job. Okay, so my next question is to the next Illumineers is what are your plans for your next, let's say, seconds that you will devote to the development of the universe? Something a bit silly like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't get it well, but something in this direction. And besides that, something simple. What are your plans for the next 10 seconds? And your plans for the next millennium or the next lifetime of the Milky Way or something like that.
So poor him or her.
I think it's important for him to develop things the way he likes.
So, Vincent, thank you very much. This was the interview. It was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure shared as well for me.